News Talk 1620, that's us. Hey, I think they got the accident thing cleared out and all that stuff. The mayor is with us and will join us in just a minute, but I want to talk for a minute about this radio ad that is getting national attention. Crockett Keller is the name of the guy who does this commercial. He's got himself a gunshot. You say it's in Mason?
He's from Mason, yes.
He's from Mason. All right, so here's...
Home of the punchers, by the way.
The punchers? Okay.
As in cow punchers.
Here's the radio commercial.
Hello, friends and neighbors in Mason and surrounding counties. Attention. Be a victor, not a victim. We will be having a beginner's concealed handgun class this coming Wednesday, October 26th, at Keller's Riverside Store on the beautiful Llano River. Classes start at 8:30 a.m. This is an all-day event. We will attempt to teach you all the necessary information you need to obtain your CHL and hopefully when you can use your weapon to defend yourself if the need arises. We also will give you your handgun proficiency test as needed to get your license. The cost for the course is $100. We accept cash, check, credit cards, gold and silver, and used guns. For information or to sign up, call Crockett Keller, 325-347-0055. If you are a socialist liberal and or voted for the current campaigner-in-chief, please do not take this class. You have already proven that you cannot make a knowledgeable and prudent decision as required under the law. Also, if you are a non-Christian Arab or Muslim, I will not teach you the class. Once again, with no shame, I am Crockett Keller, 325-347-00.
There you go. All right. What do you think? Tell you what,
he lives in a country he has a right to say.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And so now what's happened, Chase, is what DPS is maybe
DPS, which is the licensing agencies for the concealed handgun license. They're the issuing agency. They're saying that it is a non-discriminatory practice, and since he is discriminating, he could lose his license as an instructor.
For his part, Connor Crockett Keller says he'll sooner give up his license than be forced to teach students he doesn't want. So there you are. Then he'll be on unemployment. We'll be paying him money to not work. Okay.
Well, no, just because. Well, keep in mind. I mean, just because
he's got a gun shop.
Yeah, he's got the shop. The CHL part. I mean, you heard him say that the cost of the class is $100, and it's going to cost you more than that to get the license. So.
Yeah. I like the idea that he takes cash. Checks,
yeah,
Visa, MasterCard,
gold and silver, or used guns.
Yeah.
Perfect.
He might as well throw in a Kramer, interesting trades considered.
Yeah. Again, he may do land office business. Yeah. We'll see. Crockett Keller in Mason, Texas. All right. Nancy Berry joins us this morning. How are you?
I'm just great.
As always, you never know what you're going to follow here on the old radio show.
I know. I'm so glad I don't live in Mason.
Yeah, well, you know, it's just, yeah, it's best that that not happen. Well, and that's the other thing. Have you heard what they're doing in Austin? We had this story earlier this morning.
No. Always surprised what they're doing in Austin.
I know you are. I know you are. So here's the story. Let me see if I can actually find it and read it to you verbatim. Residents of Austin may soon have the power to issue parking tickets by taking a few photographs of somebody else's car with their smartphones. A unanimous Austin City Council vote on October the 20th will explore the concept of deputizing vigilante meter maids using iPhone apps. The disabled advocates pushed for the program. What you'll do is you'll take a picture of the windshield of the car, the license plate of the car, and then a picture that shows it actually in the place. And then that the software will send the GPS location to the city so that the city then can issue that $511 ticket for parking.
Is $511. That $511. Yeah. Well, now, I do want to say that we have a see it, click it.
Oh, I know.
And report it. And, yeah. And that's for code violations.
Well, we call it narc at your neighbor, but I mean, whatever you want to call it, that's fine. Yeah, 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 yeah. But I mean, they're taking it one step further now. They're going to parking.
But you can't issue a ticket in College Station.
No.
What you have to do is click it, and it's a code enforcement.
Right, then
issue.
The code enforcement people can
come
look at it.
Will come out and say code enforcement issue or not. Yeah.
Anyway, so we'll see how that works out. One more reason that College Station and Austin are not the same. Oh, there, try to plug that in there. Is that working all right? Hey, all right, you can hear everything now that's going on. All right, so you're here today. We've got, before you're in here again, we've got something that the folks in College Station need to vote on, and that is, are we going to move the elections or are we going to keep them where they are?
That is true, and early voting's going on now, and then Election Day is Tuesday.
Yep.
So there's reasons for, there's reasons against. If you vote for, you'll be voting to keep the election in May, but the terms would go to 4 years, and so the elections would only be an odd number of years. And if you vote in, and that would require a four-year term.
Right.
If you vote against the proposition, the elections would move to November,
mm-hmm.
and then it would stay three-year terms. The whole reason for this is that there was a is to give the military and overseas individuals more time to vote early, 45 days from 30. And so by setting the primary in the spring, it would necessitate a overlap with our normal May elections, and we don't have the county owns the voting machines,
sure.
and so we couldn't get them reprogrammed in time. So mm-hmm. we either have to do it when there's no national election or do it in May. In November.
And the school boards will follow.
That's what we think
will happen. Anyway, so there are arguments for both sides, and so make your determination.
Most important, go out and vote.
Yeah, I think so. What else you got for us today?
Well, we're doing a little change up. Instead of Christmas in the park, it's going to be Christmas at the Creek.
Or sand in the silt, as I call it. But But
I think you have to have been here a while to appreciate that.
Probably
so. That's not a newcomer.
That's from a long time ago. That's it. Yeah.
This was really a Parks Department recommendation to see if we couldn't save some money. We're still going to have decorations in the park where you can drive through and see that for those people who don't get out of the car and walk. And there'll also be quite a few displays on Holloman and Colgate, so you can see that as you drive around. But Wolfpen Creek, really, with the stage, has a better venue for performances and the like. So we think, you know, it's going to be more at the creek, but there'll still be some at the park. And depending upon feedback from the citizens, we can always go back to, you know, full Christmas in the park. But, you know, Santa's going to be there. There's going to be hay rides. There's going to be hot chocolate and cookies. And we think our citizens are going to like it, and if they tell us differently, we can go back.
And again, it's a change. We discussed it earlier this week or late last week that you're used to, if the weather's not necessarily nice, you could still see the lights by being in your car and driving through Central Park. This will cause people to need to be outside of their vehicles, and so weather might be a condition in some cases.
Well, I mean, to see it fully, you need to be outside. Yeah. But if the weather's bad, there's still going to be plenty to see as you drive by.
Well, like anything else, you're saying we can do it this way and save some money, or we can go back the other way, but it's going to cost you more. And if you're saying that, as long as you're being upfront with people and they understand that, then I think that's okay. That's cool.
I mean, the charge from the council and the city manager was we need to cut from the budget, and everybody would prefer to cut non-essential services. And so the Parks Department said, you know, really, Wolfpen Creek's a better venue for stage and all of that mm-hmm. kind of stuff, and by moving it, we can save $40,000-$50,000, and we'll still have some, you know, the house will be decorated, and the big flagpole mm-hmm. will be the big tree as always, and there'll be some entryway things. So we said, let's try it, and we can always go back.
So what people may not know is then council will only get one kind of pizza during council breaks. No, I'm kidding. What else you got for me today?
We've also saved money on our food budget at council meetings.
Good.
So I want you to know we're saving about $50 or $60 a council
good.
Meeting.
Good. Glad to hear that.
Yeah,
all right.
We are. We've already talked about
You've got some events about you. I know you have the Alzheimer Walk coming up you want to mention.
Yeah, that's coming up on this Saturday. Mm-hmm. And we always usually get a great crowd. And the Memory Walk, this is the nation's largest event to raise awareness for and raise funds for Alzheimer's mm-hmm. and care, support, and research. And having two in-laws and a father who passed away from Alzheimer's, it's really important to raise some money for that. And just to get our citizens aware, we're going to have an Occupy College Station on Thursday.
This Thursday?
This Thursday.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they're meeting on campus,
uh-huh.
and they are planning, or the group, I think it's probably less than 100 people, but they are planning to go to the banks, and they're meeting on campus. And
mm-hmm.
they've been working with the police so that, you know, they can safely cross Texas Avenue if necessary.
Okay.
And we want to keep our streets safe.
Oh, well, okay, sure. Okay. Glad to hear that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think I'll be up for that this way.
I probably won't make it myself.
Yeah, okay, very good. All right. Okay, well, that's good. Thanks a lot. We'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Yes, sir.
All right, Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station. We have the mayor's on alternate Wednesdays on WTAW.